disappointment right now, and maybe it's no surprise because calls are being made by the Irish Dental Association to enact reforms in dentistry before a crisis point is reached. The association says a fit-for-purpose medical card scheme which reflects modern dentistry standards must be put in place amid major dentist shortages in the country. President of the Irish Dental Association, Fintan Harrihan, joins us now. Good morning, Fintan. Are you president or CEO, actually?
I'm the CEO, Jane.
That's what I thought when I was reading that script. I said, no, that's not the president, that's the CEO. Because your president is Dr. Caroline Robbins, is that correct?
That's right. Caroline is a dentist based in Carlow.
Okay. Have you had many female presidents in the past, actually?
We've actually, Caroline is on a three in a row. So Limerick are heading for the 3-0. We already have a 3-0. She's our third female president in a row. We've had a number over the years, yeah.
Yeah, because I have noticed that in the dentistry industry that it's become almost more female dominated than male.
Well, there's undoubtedly a change, and for many years now, the number of graduates from our dental schools, there's been a clear majority of female graduates. There would still be a small majority of male dentists in practice, probably because historically there were more men studying and going into practice, but that is changing very quickly.
Yeah, and that's what we're talking about today, is the graduates of dental schools and the fact that there aren't enough of them, and not enough of them are staying in this country either.
No, the number of places at undergraduate level for dentistry in Dublin and Cork, our two dental schools, has remained unchanged for many years, despite the fact that the population has increased. And to compound the problem, because the schools haven't been funded properly, they've had to look to bring in students from far away who effectively cross-subsidise the Irish students from local schools. And that means we have fewer dentists going into practice in Ireland. We have, I suppose, there's an international labour market for dentists, and we're very reliant now on dentists coming into the country from overseas, a bit like medicine.
And it's a very expensive business to start up in as well, isn't it? I mean, the number of regulations that are in place for an individual, yeah, if they wanted to start out as dentistry, they kind of need to have an investment behind them.
Well, I mean, we would estimate that if you were a dentist looking to set up an entirely new practice, you'd be looking at an outlay of at least €500,000.
Wow.
So obviously that is going to require funding from the banks or wherever. Obviously, not many people start by setting up their own practice. Many people will go in and maybe take over an existing practice. Again, that's expensive. Or they will start as junior or associate dentists in many cases.
Yeah, and what we're seeing, and you see it in the medical world as well, is that there are chains now of dental practices. Do you see that as the trend going forward?
Well, undoubtedly there are more what people refer to as corporates or chains. They're visible on the streets of every town and city. That's part of the way dentistry is evolving. Lots of other professions are doing likewise. And, you know, that's just the way business and dentistry evolves.
But you don't see that as any way linked to the current shortage at the moment?
No, I think that they are also looking to hire dentists to work in their practices. So I think ultimately what explains the situation is the population has increased, the demand for dental care has increased. I think the understanding and appreciation of good oral health is on the increase, and maybe COVID has helped to illustrate that. But equally, we have a shortage of dentists coming out of our dental schools who are going into general practice. We also have to recognise the fact that not everyone wants to work a five-day week. People are now veering towards part-time working. People want to work in different areas of dentistry. So dentistry is changing, but the reality is we don't have enough graduates coming out of our schools. So we were pleased to see that the Department of Health has recently acknowledged that there's a need to address the number of places. So Robert Watt from the Department of Health recently said that in addition to increasing places for medical students, they're now looking at increasing the number of dental student places. But clearly it'll be at least 5 or 6 years before there's any obvious increase in the number of graduates from our two schools in Dublin and Cork.
And how soon will that actually translate for people who are looking for appointments?
Well,
I mean, it takes years to study.
It does. It's a 5-year degree, so clearly that's only going to be a partial contribution to solving the problem. I mean, the Dental Council, which is the regulatory licensing body, adds 200 dentists every year to its register. Of those, probably only 60 are coming from the dental school. So the majority are clearly still coming in from overseas, and that's, you know, the facts as they are. We currently have a situation where we have about 90 dentists from the Ukraine who are looking to practice here. The Ukraine is not part of the European Union, so it's a bit more cumbersome in terms of processing their applications. But we need dentists from wherever we can find them. And I think equally, the problems with the medical card scheme, which is a particular issue in Limerick and the Midwest, and indeed nationally, need to be addressed as a matter of some priority, because there are large cohorts of the population who simply can't see a dentist. There's no dentist available to see them in their locality, and they either have to travel very far, or they either have to put off going to see the dentist, or they have to find funds to see a dentist privately.
Fintan, have you any idea where Limerick and areas of Limerick rate in that? Have you a geographical kind of idea of which areas are worst affected?
Well, we would know from speaking to dentists in Limerick and from calls that we get to our office that Limerick is one of the worst affected areas, that people are finding it very difficult to find a dentist to see them as medically card patients in Limerick City and beyond. And indeed, it goes into Clare and North Tipperary also.
And what about private appointments?
Well, again, you know, there are waiting lists for seeing your dentist, so we would encourage people to make the call as soon as possible. Again, it's really just, there's a backlog, I suppose, from the 2 years of the pandemic, and there is a shortage of dentists. So, you know, our local dentists have been speaking to politicians, and I know Deputy Brian Ledden has undertaken to raise questions in the Dáil about the whole registration process and how we can make it easier to register properly trained dentists from abroad, and indeed graduates from the schools here and in the UK.
It's interesting that you said that, you know, COVID may have taught us more about oral health. I remember speaking to a dentist from another part of the country who told me that business just boomed during the pandemic because everybody was on Zoom and they were looking at each other, looking at their faces the whole time while they were on these meetings, and could see their teeth and go, "Oh, I need to get them seen too." And it was, but they said it was largely cosmetic. It wasn't, because like many other dental surgeries, they weren't just doing teeth. They were also doing a little bit of the fillers and the Botox and all that kind of thing. And a lot of dental surgeries do that as well now. So they said they were extremely busy during the pandemic. But do you think it was more than just the cosmetic side of it that dentistry boomed from?
Well, I think there's a number of reasons. Undoubtedly, the Zoom effect is well, you know, understood as one of the causes why people went to see their dentist and wanted to see their dentist. I suppose the fact that people were able to go and see the dentist, that when we were all in lockdown, we were confined to barracks, that it was regarded as an essential service. And people said, well, I want to get out of the house and I have certain things I need to do. So it was easier to go and see the dentist and to do many other things. Equally, I suppose people weren't able to spend money on foreign holidays, so they might have, you know, looked to book a dental appointment, and maybe that has continued. But look, everyone, I think, ultimately understands that good oral health is essential for good general health. Oral health can be an indicator of general health problems. But we all appreciate that, you know, having good oral health, having a healthy smile, is important for everyday life, for, you know, meeting friends, for going for job interviews, for not to avoid, I suppose, taking time off by preventing problems and having to hopefully avoid taking time off to have emergency treatment to remediate problems.
That brings me to my next question, Fintan. What happens if you have an emergency situation, if you have a chronic toothache or if a filling falls out? You know, how do you go about getting seen in an emergency way if we have these long waiting lists?
Well, dentists usually reserve time in their diaries each day to deal with walk-in or emergency. So that is part of how they operate. Now, clearly, you know, if you have a long established relationship with your dentist and he or she knows you, then they'll make every effort to see you as soon as they can. But there is a capacity problem. I mean, they obviously can't just leave their books entirely open for emergencies. there are important everyday elective treatments that they provide, and they make appointments with their patients. So dentists will make provision in their diary every day, usually for an hour and a half, to see emergencies. So I suppose the important message really is to make yourself known to your local dentist. If you have a good long-standing relationship with your dentist, you'll probably be seen easier and more regularly.
Okay, well, clearly we need more of them. So I suppose keep us informed, Fintan, on how you're going with that campaign for more investment in the dental industry. And to the listeners, let us know if you're having any trouble getting an appointment. How much of an impact is the shortage of dentists having on you in Limerick? WhatsApp or text us on 086 123 9595.